Welcome to Art House Radio. This week, the guests are C and S. And whenever we have a guest, we like to have everyone throw a movie into the hat. And we do a live drawing on our IG, arthouse.radio. This week's movie, Army of the Dead by Zack Snyder. We all watched it. Let's talk about it. Three things. First of all, it was entertaining, but it's swing and a miss for me. And that leads me into the other two things, the reason why. It was entertaining, but if you're going to do a zombie movie, the odds are really against you from my perspective. It's been done to death. I don't know what else can be said about zombies. There are some interesting things that go into zombies, which I think some of us will talk about here, about zombies. There was an article a few years ago about zombies being like sort of a symbolic of the poor huddled masses. Now that's interesting. I think 28 Days Later is the pinnacle of zombie movies for me. And so if you're going to do one, you really got to do something special. I applaud this movie for trying. I don't think it hit the mark for me. But you never know. Sometimes movies grow on you. And when I first turned this movie on, I thought 2.5 hours. Oh my God. Zombie movies for 2.5 hours. So at first it was kind of tough to get through. By the end it was entertaining and, you know, it was kind of an interesting ending. And the third thing I want to bring up is the duration. Boy, you really got to bring something special also if you're going to do a 2.5 hour movie. 2.5 hours. 2001 A Space Odyssey, that's you can do for 5 hours, you know. Ken Burns documentary, fine. Your Boyhood, Interstellar, Kurosawa films, go for it, man. But I think overall, maybe an hour and a half is about right for most movies. I think we're in a period right now where everybody thinks things should be longer than they are. There's a lot of mediocrity floating around out there, including this show. But, you know, just in general, for people who have production budgets, you gotta cut it way down. There was a HBO documentary on McDonald's Monopoly game and how corrupt it was. And it was like 7 episodes, 1 hour and 15 minutes each. Like, you could tell me the whole story in 75 to 90 minutes. You can, I promise you. It's been done before. Wrap it up, make it exciting, make it tight, make it nice. Think of it as a tweet, get it out there. I would have raved about it. But by the middle of the second episode, I was like, I'm out. I don't care about McDonald's Monopoly game that much. You're blabbing on and on. You're trying to pull threads. Walking Dead's in season 45. You know, come on. This isn't EastEnders. Anyway, I rant. But that's how I'll start this off. You know, entertaining. Missed the mark. But I did like some of the shots were interesting. The focus thing. Some of the full shots were blurry. And there was a Joseph Campbell quote in there that I'll put up on the screen here.
So I thought Army of the Dead was a pretty solid action film, if you just thought about it as that and not necessarily as a zombie movie. Not really a ton of depth. They didn't try to really use zombies as a metaphor for anything or anything like that. But one really interesting thing is that they combined this being a zombie movie with heist movies as a genre as well. And I'm not usually huge on heist movies like Ocean's 11 and all that stuff. I didn't even really watch those because it's just so unappealing to me. But when heists sort of happen in the context of something else, so like gangster films like Casino, Goodfellas, stuff like that, even Breaking Bad, like those kinds of heists can be really good. So I thought that it was interesting that they mixed in this film, and the main story is the zombie apocalypse happens and they're trying to pull off this one particular heist, and that's what most of the movie is kind of based around. I thought the concept of the zombies was incredible, but they totally failed at executing, like exploring it. So usually zombies are very slow. They don't really have, they're not smart at all. They don't really have a purpose. These zombies were in Las Vegas, and they had sort of created, I don't even know if they say exactly how much time had passed since the apocalypse. They probably did, but it wasn't super clear. They didn't harp on it. But they had had enough time to sort of organize themselves into a kind of semi-intelligent zombie society. And the ones that we saw were also extremely athletic. And so it just puts a whole different take on what zombies are and what you have to do to survive them. There's a zombie tiger, which was incredible. And then you get to see somebody's face get eaten off. So I thought the concept of the zombies was just, I thought it was great. And then that just made it all the more disappointing that they didn't actually really explore it, this great idea, as much as they should have. Like, the whole movie should have been based around that. And then instead, for some reason, they make it about all this other stuff. Like, I didn't really mind the drama between the father and the daughter. It kind of provided a human element to the story, and it wasn't that overwhelming or anything. But the nuke aspect, I don't understand. Why did it have to be a nuke and zombies that they were trying to escape? Like, the nuke just kind of detracted from, let's learn more about how these zombies sort of operate or what their purpose is. These are different than zombies I've ever seen in any movie, right? So as a viewer, I wanted to learn more about how they work and really explore that aspect. But because there's a nuke that is about to be dropped on them, it literally just destroys them, and half of the movie becomes about the main characters trying to get out of Las Vegas before the government drops a nuke on the place. And then another aspect that was just annoying, I'll say that, but it was like pretty constant. At the end of the movie, once they find out that the nuke's going to be dropped, they set a ridiculous time frame on the movie. Like, when they're there, they find out they only have 90 minutes to get out. And then there's a point at the very end of the movie where they're trying to every so often update you on how much time is left before the nuke comes. And he says 9 minutes or something like that. And he has to like land a helicopter, go into a building, find somebody, fight off a million zombies, grab the person, get them to the helicopter, and then escape the city before a nuke goes off. This is way too much. The whole time after they introduce that time frame, I'm just like, why are you guys having side conversations? There's a nuke coming. Like, and you can't just barely escape a nuclear bomb. Like, you have to get really far away from it to escape radiation and shit. So I just don't know why unnecessarily they put this time frame on it. So I thought the movie had a ton of potential that it just didn't capitalize on. But at the end, it was an entertaining film, and they kind of set it up as they always do for, like, you know, a sequel. So if they were going to do something like that, where they explored their unique concept of zombies, then that would be really interesting. The acting in the first 30 minutes was god awful. I don't know. I almost turned it off after about 25 minutes, because I don't know why it got better either. But like, any time that there was people trying to act and that didn't involve zombies in the first 25 minutes, like, it was totally unbelievable to me. Like, I couldn't get into whatever it was they were saying. Last important, interesting point. I bet you didn't notice this. The actor, character, what was her name in the film? Tig Notaro. She's the one who flew the helicopter. The movie wasn't even shot with her in it. It was, some comedian who, they shot it with somebody else in the entire movie. And then he got in trouble for some messed up shit. I can't remember what it is. So they took him out all through, like, whatever digital magic, and they just put her in afterwards. So they filmed her part afterwards. So I thought it was pretty impressive that they were able to pull that off without really making it obvious in any way.
Just a quick response before C gets in here. That's pretty interesting. I didn't think about the heist aspect, that they had combined genres a little bit. And it is also interesting, I forgot to mention that I'm not as familiar with zombie movies as I should be, because I know that there have been zombies that have moved fast before. I don't know if there have been zombie movies, I'm sure there has, but I don't know, where they have sort of an ability to think, like in this one, in some weird way, almost like an alien way. So that was interesting, and they probably should have explored that more. The lead zombie, the main guy who was like kind of crazy and wild, this is maybe true of all the zombies in this movie, or maybe all zombies, but he particularly had like an orc quality to me, which made him an interesting character. Just, you know, mostly because he's kind of frightening, you know. But yeah, the fact that they didn't explore it more was kind of a swing and a miss. And I agree with the acting. The acting was terrible throughout, I thought. But that, again, that's not the point of that movie. So I don't know if it's fair for me to say, like, hey, why isn't, you know, Brian De Palma directing this, or, you know, the Christopher Nolan? And why don't we have a better scriptwriter? Well, because it's not that kind of a movie, I guess, and that's sort of what you get. But yeah, I agree. Some of the concepts were interesting. It's really interesting that Tig Notaro wasn't on set or filmed. That's really crazy, because they made it look like Tig Notaro had been there basically the whole time with all the other actors. So that's pretty interesting.
So I had originally watched Army of the Dead a few weeks back, so my reaction is based on a few weeks ago, but also just to your guys' reactions. I liked it. I thought it was, the action was good. I thought it was a fun movie. I like zombie movies that are fun and a little bit nuanced and different. I think the zombies, as you guys were talking about, are different in this, kind of similar to Will Smith's I Am Legend, where you start seeing that the zombies start becoming and evolving in different ways within packs, and there's leaders, and they start getting smarter, or, you know, acting more like humans, and that they're not just brain dead. So I thought, I like that aspect, and you could see that as they're kind of evolving physically too. Like, there was one scene where somebody's tried to hit the zombie, and the zombie's ducking and jiving like Muhammad Ali. It was pretty crazy. So I thought that was good. I thought it was funny too. So I think that's the kind of movie that you're going in for. You're not going in for Oscar performances or anything like that, or anything too serious. Obviously, it's a zombie movie in Vegas, so it's just about having fun. There certainly are plot holes, and the acting isn't Oscar caliber. Somebody pointed out one time after, like, the casino owner who sent them in at the beginning, he didn't really need to get a safe cracker. Wouldn't he have the combination to the safe in the first place? Why did they have to go through that whole story arc, right? And the casino owner is, he's great. He's in so many, like, the actor of so many movies. I looked him up. His name is Hiroyuki Sanada. He's like a modern day Toshiro Mifune from all the samurai Japanese films, from back in the day, Yojimbo and so forth. He's great. He's in, like, he was in the original Ring movie in Japan. He was in Last Samurai. People know him from that. He's in, you know, the Mortal Kombat movie, the latest one, and I think the oldest one. So it was great seeing him. I would have liked to see more action from him. Anyway, I thought Tig Notaro was funny. I didn't know that she was in the film. I thought she was funny, so they did a good job working her in. I didn't notice that at all. But yeah, I thought it was overall pretty good. And the whole thing about the nuking thing, yeah, the timing sequences were all off. But yeah, I thought it was a pretty good flick. It's not the best zombie movie in the world, for sure. I'm probably more partial to, like, a World War Z or a 28 Days Later type of zombie movie. But I knew this wasn't what that was the kind of zombie movie I was going to be watching. So thought it was good.
What's also kind of interesting, thinking about the concepts that they had that were good, but that they didn't explore all of them, or maybe they did just enough to make you think about it, was that they had nuclear weapons in the movie, but there was another nuclear weapon, a futuristic nuclear weapon, which is the zombie army. So it's almost like, kind of, you know, it's kind of interesting that the nuclear weapon was used to attempt to destroy the new nuclear weapon, which is, I guess, bioweapons, really. I mean, that's what, if you're trying to control or create a race of people, which is really not that far off from what humans have always tried to do. You think about COVID, which will probably get this video flagged because you can't talk about it sometimes. But that's huge. Now, you saw what it did to the world for a year and change, what's still doing to it. So if you have that as a weapon, that's the nuclear weapon right now. Germ warfare, viral warfare, whatever it is. If you can control something that is worse than COVID and release it on the world, you're going to get whatever you want, pretty much game over. So it's interesting, that aspect of this movie, that they dabbled in that arena of the new nukes.
You both sort of mentioned zombie norms within zombie films as like a genre. And that can kind of explain some of the shitty acting, I guess. But like, it's just weird because this is a highly funded Hollywood blockbuster kind of film. So it's not, I feel like some of those things that you kind of overlook or that give character to like B-grade production zombie films or whatever. I don't know if that still applies. And so there's just funny sort of plot holes like Brian was mentioning, but this isn't really a hole, but it just like doesn't make sense like why that guy who set up the whole heist would need to set up the heist in order to, because the heist ends up being not important. It was just a sort of decoy because he wanted to get ahead of one of the zombies, the zombie queen. But why would it have to be that elaborate of a decoy? And there was actually money. So they actually pulled off kind of the heist. It just didn't really make sense at all. And then at the very end, they just show him for a second and he's like, ooh. After all that, it's just like, oh, well, whatever, for like 3 seconds, and then the movie's over.
So I just decided, based on your reactions, to watch the movie again, because I haven't seen it in a few weeks. So I'm starting it right now. And one thing I didn't remember was, I think the music is pretty fun. So it being in Vegas, you have a lot of Elvis songs, that kind of thing. So that's something to think about. More to come after I watch it again. So I watched the movie again last night. I had watched it a few weeks back originally, but I'm glad I did. I picked up on some things that I thought were very interesting. I think overall I liked it about the same. One of the things that really stood out to me was the music this time. I thought the music was really fun, and that's what made it really entertaining. I mean, they had renditions of Viva Las Vegas, and they had Wagner in there when they opened the safe. I thought that was, it's always really fun. And what else? I thought the beginning montage was simple, but it was good. The way they led up to the soldiers in the desert and the package escaped, and then they were right outside Las Vegas. And they actually turned a couple of the soldiers at that time, so I wonder if we see the soldiers later as one of the zombies. I thought it would have been fun for them to call that out. It wasn't clear, but to follow that through would have been nice. I also think an interesting kind of perception. I feel like these zombies behaved and acted more like vampires. I say that because they tried and or just evolved to act more human after a while, at least some of them. They also intentionally turned people to zombies. They ate some, but then they turned others, so they're thinking about that, and that's very much a vampire trait, in my opinion. Also, the lead zombie wore a cape, so I don't know. They seem like vampires to me a lot of the time. Overall, again, I thought it was great. Not great, but it was entertaining, and I enjoyed it the second time. So that's something. So it's rewatchable, in my opinion, every once in a while. So, yeah, there you go.
All right, that's it from a rainy Detroit area, LA, and Lansing. If you want to subscribe below, that would be awesome. If you want to go one step further, patreon.com/arthouseradio, Army of the Dead.